when I have a sponsor, I want to connect them up with a listener who's been listening for a while. Then we have a relationship of trust. They know who I am. They know what I'm about and the type of people I invite onto the show. And so there's that level of trust.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster, it's your host, Adam Adams, and your co-host today, Julie Holly. And guess what we're talking about? Something you might want to know. You're thinking, I want to make sure that I can monetize my show, and how could I monetize my show? Well, you might be able to have ads, and now you're thinking, but how do I do that? How do I have ads? Where do I put the ads? How long should the ads be? And you're in luck, because that's what Julie decided that we should be talking about today. All things about ads, including dynamic ad insertion, which is this fancy term for something that we're going to decide if you should even do. Julie, I'm going to pass it over to you.
I'm so excited. I haven't reached out to the amazing production crew, the Grow Your Show crew. I haven't reached out to them yet about this because I'm like, okay, Adam and I are going to talk about this. And listener, you've probably been thinking along these lines because there's so much misinformation out there and so much good information. It's like, but what's the best information to support our show? And most importantly, our listeners. And so, yes, I'm totally curious as to how do we utilize the resources? More and more resources are coming about. I love the Buzzsprout platform. And now they have that dynamic insertion. So we could put something in at the beginning, the middle, the end, and we could change it, and it changes it in all the episodes. But should we be doing that? Or should we be true to the evergreen content to where it's all recorded and isolated and a capsule in time? There has to be a best practices about this.
So let's go here. Since we are talking about dynamic ad insertion, and only about 5% of the people that would listen to the show already know what that is. They've already heard of it. They've already studied it. Would you mind giving your 2 cents on what it means to have dynamic ads?
Okay, this is going to be super fun, listener, because I'm going to give the kindergarten level and then Adam will come by and he'll clean it up and be like, here is your expert level. So on the primitive level, my understanding is that the dynamic ads are ads that we can upload the content, our 30, maybe even up to 90 seconds into Buzzsprout and maybe other platforms, I'm not sure. And then that will automatically go into the podcast episode. Let's just say at the very beginning, and the moment we want to change it, and let's just say that we change sponsors every 6 months. Well, now I'm going to let the new sponsor take that spot, and it's going to erase, in a sense, all the content that was previously there, and it will take its place. That is so rudimentary. Oh man, I stumbled on that. Clean up the mess, Adam.
Please. I don't know if I'll be cleaning it up or not, but I will say it in my own words as well. Because I think if you say it and I say it, then anybody is definitely going to understand. They'll hear it from two different things. So think of it as a place in your whole podcast, in any episode that you want, it really ultimately every single episode, where you might say to yourself, I want to advertise my coaching program, but oh, darn it, I already recorded those episodes. They're already published, and so I'm out of luck. With dynamic ad insertion, at the end of this episode, by the way, we'll talk about should you use it or not. But at this point, we're just going to say what it is. With dynamic ad insertion, you can record an ad, have a voiceover artist record an ad, put music behind it if you want, and you can tell Buzzsprout or Libsyn or whoever your company is, if they allow these things, not all companies do, you can tell them, hey, I just made an ad. It's about my coaching business. Could you put it on every single episode? And what they can do immediately, they could push a button, upload it. So it's at the beginning or the middle or the end or all three of every episode that you've ever had. And then you realize that you made a mistake on that ad. You're like, oh my gosh, I said that my number ended in 2326 and it ends in 2327. But that's okay. You just re-record it and you tell Buzzsprout or whoever, and they upload it for every ad that you've ever had on the whole podcast, and it replaces it so that the phone number is now correct or the time is correct or whatever. That's what a dynamic ad insertion can be. That's what it can do for you. And at the end of this episode, we're going to discuss, like, should you even do it? I want to talk about, and I want to find out if this is agreeable with Julie. Could we talk about first, A, how do you monetize? B, how long should ads be? And then answer the question, should I use dynamic ad insertion or not?
I think that sounds great.
Sweet. All right. How to monetize? Julie, there was a time that you wanted to monetize. And I don't know that if you're doing it now or if you're not, but there was a time that you wanted to monetize. And I think you called me. We got on a call. If I remember correctly, you were hoping, you were like wondering if you could even monetize, and you were wondering how much you could monetize. And I think you thought it was some small number. And then we ended up doing some stuff and it ended up being a much bigger number. I don't remember those numbers, but I think it was like, oh, do you think I could get a couple $100 a month? And then we ended up doing a couple $1,000 a month.
Wow, you have like a great memory. Yes.
All right. So how did you find to monetize? What were some of the key takeaways that if our listeners is here and they're like, how would I monetize? What would be something that you would share with a person who is talking to you today?
The thing that helped me, and I think that makes for good monetizing, is ensuring that it's going to work for your listener and the sponsor. Because if the sponsor isn't getting results, they are not going to want to continue to be your sponsor. And so you have to have a sponsor who's aligned with your listener base and providing a product or service that is going to spark intrigue and excitement with your actual listener, which means you need to know who your avatar is. Go back to our episode a long time ago on avatar and go back so that you're very clear about, this is my avatar. This is my ideal listener. We could call it that, right? And then, oh, these are things, these are their pain points, and these are solutions that I can bring in to my show. Now, for my show, I have a lot of opportunities because I talk about health, mindset, and wealth, and that resonates. My ideal listener really deeply cares about those three things. So for me, finding, you know, a tax strategist as well works well. And I won't go into all the details, but I have a lot of variety. So when you're thinking about monetizing, again, think about what are the things, the solutions that you can bring to your listener, and who are the people you can collaborate with so that they can sponsor and they can win. Because good business is always done when we all win. I love winning. I don't know anybody that likes losing. So if everybody's winning, it works out really well.
So I think that's a really ultimate step one. Step one really sounds like what I'm hearing from you is the who. And it's determining it basically who's the right person that fits with my podcast, my listener, and has enough money, has a good enough budget probably that they could put it into a podcast and for a few months, because it's going to probably take a while until anything ever happens before somebody calls them. It's going to take months, probably maybe 6 months before they get their first call or two. So it's like, who is the right person? Who has the budget for that? Who can serve my avatar? And also maybe who doesn't take away from my business? So for example,
yes,
I'm going to pretend for a second I'm a, let's say, a securities attorney and I have a podcast, and some other securities attorney was like, oh, well, that's my audience. So I could be on there. I could certainly push business to somebody else, but it wouldn't really work so well because A, my person knows me best and they probably want to hire me more than they want to hire that person. And B, if they did hire that person, then it would be taking business away from me. So it's like, who is the right person and do they have enough money? Is their message right? And maybe a third thing is, do I trust them? Do I trust that they can help my listener? And so I would say if there's a fourth thing besides having trust, maybe just having a relationship, because I've noticed with many clients that I've helped get monetizing on their shows that one of the biggest pieces of success was that fourth piece where they actually were able to reach out to the owner. Others that have failed had to try to go through a gatekeeper and just kept like not even getting through. So they spend a whole bunch of time and effort not ever being able to talk to the person who's a decision maker. So on that fourth thing, if you have the ability to like communicate with that person, you have a relationship with that person, you know their phone number, you see them every day, that can also help. Or you work with them, that can also help. So how do we monetize? And you've talked about the who, and we've talked about four things of why the who matters. Let's talk about, what do the ads look like? What does that conversation look like? What does the paperwork look like? Is there a contract?
Wow. Yes, there is a contract. And actually, I'm quite certain that I got a scaffolding of a contract off growyourshow.com. I don't know if it's still there, but there's something that you can work with just to at least get an idea of what it should look like. And so I utilized that resource and personalized it, made it mine, because signing a contract is really important. It's official. It lets everybody understand, here's a starting point, here are the expectations, and here are ways that we can exit from this if we need feel if either party feels that they need to exit prematurely from the agreement. Here are the stipulations and here's why. That's just also good business. No, everybody's always excited on the front end. And Adam, you and I both know that things can happen in life, like in business. And so you just have to make sure, like, think about what the exit looks like so that everyone, not just you, everyone is protected in that. So yes, definitely having that. I also have a sponsor deck that we worked on in our initial episode that we just focused completely on monetizing. And I remember you walked me through creating the Goldilocks effect and having an offer where you asked me very specifically, what is it that you really want to do? What is it you really want to offer? And so I put that in the middle and I kind of pulled some of the bells and whistles off for the basic one. So it's like, sure, you can get in at this basic point, but it wasn't such a stretch to get into that Goldilocks, that middle one where I wanted my sponsors to be. And then there was, you asked me, what are the things that you would do if somebody paid you a certain amount of money to be a sponsor on your show? Like, you wouldn't want to do this every single day, all the time. But if somebody was paying you a lot of money, you would absolutely be willing to, you know, maybe it's a podcast episode that they get to have every single month as a standing episode. So we brainstormed those ideas and with that, and then we priced it appropriately. So it made sense for people to say, oh, wow, this is not much more to go from the base, from the silver into the gold package, but from the gold into the platinum package, that's a pretty big leap. So I want to be here in the gold. And so that helps you get those sponsors exactly where you want them. And by the way, Adam, that helped me not just with monetizing my podcast, but with my coaching company, with so many different elements, things that I've done. I always go back to what we discussed in that episode.
And you host events.
Yes.
One of them, from the time we're recording this, it's happening in a few weeks. And do you have sponsors there? And do you use the Goldilocks method for them too?
I do. And oh, I did. Cool. Yes, I surely did. So yeah, there are lots of different ways they can sponsor. And then there's the basic, you know, silver, gold, platinum opportunity. Absolutely.
How does the conversation go? From what you remember when you called your first and or second sponsor, did you get one or two?
I had one. And right now, this is really uncanny.
Okay, let's talk about the conversation. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah. Keep going.
Okay, so the conversation is, I am, to your point earlier about having a relationship, it was someone that I had a relationship with who owned a business that was completely complementary to mine. I mean, it's peanut butter and jelly made in heaven, because my investing portion of my business, those, that section of my listenership needed those tax services that this business provided. So I reached out to that person and I just said, hey, actually I sent a text message just saying, hey, do you have a few minutes, you know, for a quick conversation, getting that permission first. And it was, oh yeah, of course. We pop on a very brief call and I said, hey, I was very direct because people in these positions, they don't need us to beat around the bush. They just need us to come out. We all have busy schedules. They're productive, moving mountains. And so I said, hey, my show is doing XYZ in downloads and it's growing and I'm investing in it. And I am looking for a partner to come in as a sponsor where that business can go. And I really emphasized how it would be beneficial for the sponsor, you know, and why my listener base is exactly who they want to work with. And I'm just going to take you straight to the oasis. And you know that I generally attract really extraordinary people into my ecosphere. So you want to work with these people. They're really great people. And it was a very brief call and a very fast yes.
Awesome. I always tell my clients that usually it happens on one call one time. Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple of people that had to have like three follow-up calls and they're like, oh, it took so long. Don't worry. That's not a big deal. All right. So here's what I'm hearing. Out of the whole episode today, we're talking about how do you monetize? How long should an ad be? And then we'll get into, should I use dynamic ads? Because there are pros and cons. As far as how to monetize, we started by talking about the who would you even reach out to? And you talked about it's somebody who serves your listener. And I think we added together, if they can afford it, that's number two. If you trust them, that's number three. And if you have a relationship with them, that's number four. And if they can serve your listener and have those other three, they're going to be a great choice. And then now we talked about the how. How do you reach out to that person now that you know who it is? And we've got three things in front of us. So the first is, it's a contract. You want to have something that they can sign, something that shows what's happening, something that explains when they exit. I was just at a mastermind. We were talking about this, you and me, Julie, right before we started recording. I was just at a mastermind event with just 12 business owners. And one of the business owners is going through something. Now, I can't name names or anything like that because everything that happens in the mastermind stays in the mastermind. But somebody is going through something with a business partner and they want to exit. They want to figure out what the exit is. And luckily for them, they had what's called an exit clause in their business relationship. So when they created a business together, they wrote an exit clause. They understood what it would look like if they ever separate. And Julie mentioned also, when you go to growyourshow.com/templates, that's where you can find all these different templates, that you can add to that contract a way that to exit. So if Julie wanted to leave soon, or if the financial, was it called financial services? What type of company was it again?
It was, yep.
Okay. If the financial services company wanted to exit early, how does it look? Because that is already written down and it shows. So the first thing is the contract. The second thing is the Goldilocks method, which is like a two-page form that shows these are the three packages and it pushes the person toward the middle. Now, 10% are going to pick the highest automatically because they deserve it. 10% are going to pick the lowest automatically because they want a good deal. And 80% are usually going to pick that Goldilocks. So you help them to be able to pick that Goldilocks. And you make the top one so high that if they do pick it, you're getting great amount of money. It's a good win-win. And that was also found on growyourshow.com/templates. You can get all random templates that can benefit you for your podcast. The third piece to this how was the conversation. And you mentioned that you reached out to the person. They're busy, so you were direct. You let them know, quote, my listener needs tax services. And you did something that we talk a lot about on this podcast, WIIFM. What's in it for me? And what I mean by that is when you talk to the tax service person, you let them know, hey, my listener needs this. These are the type of people I attract. And you let them understand how it will benefit them. It's time, I believe, unless you have anything to add, Julie, and you might, it's going to be time to jump into how long should an ad be? Should it be 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 2 minutes, seven minutes? You mentioned with a dynamic, it might be 30 seconds to like 90 seconds. But if we're thinking through this, how long should it be to benefit our listener, to benefit the sponsor, to benefit ourselves? Did you have anything to add on the how to monetize? Something, anything that we missed?
The only thing I want to say is, listener, head on over and check out the templates, because there are a lot of templates that are there. In fact, your team probably saw that I just went recently back in because I'm like, I just know that there has to be a template for this. Let me go. It's such a powerful resource. You want to make sure that you head over to growyourshow.com/templates.
It's forward slash. You know, if it was a backslash, it wouldn't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
A forward slash leans to the right.
Let's go forward in life. Forward slash templates. But like, go check that out, because there are going to be resources to help you. Now, when it comes to the ad length, I think this is interesting. And you and I both, I think, enjoy marketing things. And I've noticed with the support of my family that ads on TV, which we don't watch regular TV, it's all streamed, but advertisements, they'll start out one length. And then if you see the ad over time, we have a theory that some of those ads actually shrink because over time they have what we call mental market share. And so they started out with a longer ad to get you accustomed to their product so that you understand the product. And then they have now all the subconscious cues going on and they're able to contract. Now, this is the Holly family theory that we've been, and we all kind of nerd out a little bit on this stuff. So it might actually be good. Check it again, Holly family theory. But I think that that's an interesting concept to think initially, maybe we do need a longer ad. And if we're targeting our consistent listener, which that's who I would target. When I have a sponsor, I want to connect them up with a listener who's been listening for a while, because then we have a relationship of trust. They know who I am. They know what I'm about and the type of people I invite onto the show. And so there's that level of trust. So initially, maybe it is a longer ad. And again, this is all I'm theorizing. I haven't done this yet. That's why we're talking about it. But maybe initially it's a 60-second ad that runs for 3 months. And once that there's been conditioning, maybe then it can be a new ad that's only 30 seconds long. I know you think about this stuff all the time, so I'm excited to your response.
I love this Julie family Holly, this Holly family theory. It's cool.
Right.
I had never heard it before. So that today is the day.
We're going to trademark it.
Do it quickly. Real. So what I'm thinking is with ads, I've got just a handful of favorite clients. You know, there's like 10 people that are super close friends and really easy to work with. And one of them is you, by the way. Another one is Alex Pardo. He's got a really fantastic podcast and he's got a really big heart. Like you, Julie, you've got a big heart. And I think I like to work with people like that. Alex is the type of person that really wants to add as much value to his listener as possible, add as much value to his sponsor as possible. And when he and I were talking about these Goldilocks things and talking about the length that a podcast episode, podcast ad should be, I let him know on the lowest level, the lowest tier, I guess is the best way to call it. With the podcast ad, I said, do 10 to 15 seconds, something like that. On the middle one, do about 30 seconds. And on the long, on the biggest ad, do like maybe one ad for 45 seconds or a minute, or do two ads, one for like 15 seconds and one for like 30 or 45 seconds. That could be a lot. That could sound like a lot of details. But basically do a really short ad, do a medium ad, which is like a half a minute, or do a long ad that's still probably under a minute. He took that information, but, and I'm using but on purpose. You know how we usually say and instead of but?
Yes, I caught that.
He took that information, but he ended up coming up with an ad for that person, and then he riffed it. And it actually was really, really good. Oh. If somebody heard it one time, it would be everything you ever wanted. And I don't remember the length, but I'm going to just say it was like 2-ish minutes. Okay. And I listen to it and I say, Alex, this is way too long. I'm freaking out. I'm sweating bullets. I'm like, he wasn't listening. This is more than a minute. You know, this is more than 30 seconds. And his response is, because he has such a big heart, he wants to serve his listener and make sure that they do the thing that's so important to them. So he gave more detail. B, he wants to serve his sponsor because he feels like, and we should feel like, if our sponsor's getting value, then it's a win-win. And we want to make sure, because we're getting value because we're getting the money. We want to make sure our sponsor's getting value because they're spending the money. And so he wanted to go above and beyond. And by going above and beyond, he made this very long ad. Well, what's going to happen after you hear that ad twice is you're going to be tired of it and you're going to get used to just pushing fast forward 4 times.
Yeah.
15 seconds, skip, 15 seconds, skip, 15 seconds, skip, and another.
Totally.
And now you'll never have to hear it. We have a couple of things happening. If people start purposefully skipping the ad because it's so long, then people aren't listening to the ad. If people get turned off that his podcast is just full of long ads, he's just being a sellout. And this is like, he's really pushing this really, really hard. And what they might do is they might stop listening to the podcast. And so you're not serving that listener anymore because they're gone. Mm-hmm. And you're not getting, you know, your own benefits either. And your sponsor is getting less benefits too. So all of that to say your ads should be, in my opinion, my humble opinion, 15 seconds to 45 seconds, depending on what level they are. And if you're going to go over time, please don't cross a minute, because it's going to get harder for the listener to listen through that many ads, especially, and this is the case with Alex. He had two ads. He had two sponsors. I think he reached out to one person, got about $5,000 a month. He reached out to another person, got like $4,500 a month. So he's making just under $10,000 a month. And so he had two different sponsors. One ad was, I don't remember the exact, but I'm just going to say two-ish minutes. The other ad, I'm just going to say, is like one-ish minutes. That's too much. That's probably too much for your listener. So think about the length in terms of how many sponsors do I have? How much are they paying? And the value is going to probably stick in the 15 seconds to 45 seconds area, and most likely never above a minute, at least if you ask me. Even I would say, even if you go with the Holly family theory, maybe you could start at a minute or 45 seconds, and then they wouldn't need to be on that long after a while, something like that. With a caveat to say, on this episode right now that we're recording today, right now, and is being listened to by our listener right now, this might be the first and only experience you've ever had with the podcast on podcasting. So if we had a huge, huge, huge thing, then that would happen too. All right, let's take a quick break and then just talk about dynamic ad insertion, whether you should do it or not, because there are pros and cons. We'll be right back. Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show. We're back with Julie Holly, and we are talking about ads, advertising, how to make money on your podcast. And we're answering the question, should you use dynamic ad insertion? And ultimately, you are going to have to make your mind up. I'm going to give you a quick hint. I am pessimistic against it. So Julie and I started this call before we started pushing, before we pressed record. She mentioned, hey, Buzzsprout has this awesome thing. And in a nutshell, she's basically asking, should I take advantage of it? Because it's so easy. And I want to talk a little bit about that. You can put an ad in the beginning of your podcast. Julie, correct me if I'm wrong. It happens before they hear anything else. Is that correct?
That's my understanding also, but that's also a point of like clarity. You know, I feel like until I actually see it in real life, or hear it in this case in real life, I don't really totally understand it concretely. So
I have a close friend named Chris. Chris is in that financial type of tax. He does a similar thing to your sponsor. Chris is a really good guy, and he has a podcast that's crushing it. I think he has more than 1 million downloads now. We did marketing for him for either 6 months or a year, and it pushed him to a different level. So he was working for 5-ish years, didn't get very far. And then we started doing advertising and marketing. And one of the things that I told Chris before we wanted to put a single dollar to his podcast is I told him to get rid of the dynamic ad insertion.
Oh,
on his podcast, he had 3 ads in the beginning, the same 3 ads in the middle, and the same 3 ads at the end.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, they were dynamically inserted so they could change at any point. There's 2 ways to do dynamic ad insertion. A, there's where you have a company that is being paying to advertise on your show, but you don't really know them. You don't really have a relationship with them. They're just doing the CPM model, cost per mil. They're paying $20 per 1,000 downloads that you have on that episode. So if you've got 500 downloads, you get $10 on that episode. It's not a whole bunch of money, but he was doing it. And the biggest problem I had with his type of ad insertion, or not that he owned it, but the company that he used to do it, is that his very first ad was in Spanish and his podcast was in English.
That's odd.
So I don't care if your podcast is in French or German or Spanish or any other language. My suggestion is if you have an ad, it should be in the language of your podcast.
Right.
Because if you have a German listener listening to a German podcast wanting German things, they don't need an English ad. They don't need to know about this company in the United States that can't even serve them. You don't want only half of them to be able to understand it. Same thing. On Chris's podcast, the first ad was in Spanish. I'm pretty sure it was in Spanish, although I wish I could hear it now that I understand some. Back then, I didn't understand any. So I listened to it, and my first thought as his coach was, oh, no, I think I'm listening to the wrong podcast. He gave me the wrong podcast. What did I do wrong? Did I push the wrong button? Did he send me the wrong thing? I'm going to have to reach back out to him and get it. And then after a little while, another ad came in. It was about something totally random. And then after a little while, the third ad happened. Now, I'm sitting through about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes of ads. One of them not even in my language, and I didn't understand it. And it made me almost leave the podcast. Not because I hate Spanish. Obviously, I love it. I'm practicing it now. I'm learning it every day. But because I didn't understand it. And I didn't know that if it was for me. So I told him, if we're going to put this amount of money, he wanted to do our biggest marketing package. If we're going to put this amount of money to your podcast, you got to get rid of these. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring new people to you that have never heard you before. They're going to push play. And if they hear these three ads, one of them in Spanish, which made it worse for his listener who is an English speaker. If they hear these three ads, and here's the kicker, before they ever get value.
Wow.
Then they're just going to leave. Let's just say we put $9,000 a month into marketing. We're getting in front of the right people. We're bringing them to the podcast. If we're at this level and every single person comes in because they thought it was perfect for them, here's ads that don't make sense to them at all, and they bounce off, we've wasted all of those $9,000.
Oh my gosh.
And it still matters if you're not putting money toward your podcast. Now, I hope you are, because the fuel is what builds you. But even if you're not, if you have one or two or three ads that happen before you ever hear value, before you ever know what you're going to learn, then your listener is probably going to leave. So if you're using dynamic ad insertion at all, I wouldn't do it in the beginning. I wouldn't do it like prior to anything. If you could find a way to have let's just say that you always record an introduction to every podcast. Let's just say you're going through the extra effort. You would want to find out the best way to make sure that your intro was always 30 seconds. Okay, let's just say my teaser, the thing that I'm getting ready to tell my person, is always 30 seconds long. I can't do 31 or else it's going to be messed up. I can't do 29. But if you could go back into that dynamic ad insertion and you could say, put this at the 30-second mark.
Oh.
And at least I'm getting some type of like, hey, listener, this is what you're going to get today. Even let's just think about this episode. What did I say at the very, very beginning? I talked to the listener. I said, you probably want to monetize your show. We're going to talk about some ways to monetize your show. And we're going to talk about these cool things called dynamic ad insertions and whether or not you should use them. So now my listener's like, boom, I know what I'm getting. They could leave if they don't want the ads. I don't want to monetize. I'd rather not make money on my podcast. So I'm out. They're gone. Or if they were like, yeah, I do want to make money for my podcast. Now there's an ad. It's not going to hurt them so much because they're like, well, I know why I'm here. I know what I'm sitting here for. Mm-hmm. They're not getting distracted by one or two or three ads. All right. So the way that Chris Miles had his is the ads were completely out of the question. Nothing to do with his listener. They were advertising things that his listener didn't care about. The way that Julie's talking about is probably selling your own product, your own service, or your partner for the show. Call it a tax company or call it your own coaching and consulting, because Julie does coaching and consulting. So you're like, I want to change. My prices were $10,000 a month and now they're $20,000 a month, or they were $10,000 a year and now they're $20,000 a year. I don't want that old pricing on there because then people are going to hold me to it. And then I'm going to lose money because my expenses went up. I put so much more into it. You can go and turn that dynamic ad insertion on for your own stuff and fix your phone number or fix your pricing or whatever it is. But if it happens before any value at all, you're probably not benefiting the listener enough. They're mm-hmm. probably saying to themselves, they're already asking for something. They haven't even given me something. There's a law of reciprocity.
Right.
You should probably give before you ask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's talk about ad insertions in the middle and a better way to do it as well. If yes. you say, do this at the 20-minute mark or do this at the 30-minute mark or do this in the exact middle of my podcast, what usually happens, because I've seen my company, we do editing for people's podcasts and we edit for the ads. There's a lot of our clients want advertising for their own stuff or for something else.
Yeah.
And what I always teach and train them is I want you to leave a cliffhanger. I want you to kind of prep the person. We go back to when I was 5 years old. I watched He-Man. He-Man was my favorite show.
I have the power.
I have the power. By the power of Grayskull, you know, I am He-Man. I was five. And here's what I remember when I did my Saturday morning cartoons. When I did my Saturday morning cartoons, I would wake up, I would turn on the TV, and it would be exciting. And before they went to a commercial, they gave me some type of cliffhanger.
Every
time. They
told
me what was going to happen. They told me what to look for. Somebody, let's just say it's He-Man, he's about to strike a blow to the bad guy or something. And they stop it. And then they say, don't go anywhere. You'll find out what happens to He-Man after these messages. They're saying you're going to find out after these messages. So it's like, all right, I'll sit through the ad. I'll go through the ad and that's going to be fine. And so the ad then happens. And when you come back, what does He-Man do? And what did all the other shows do as we grew up? They often did a recap. They often brought you back to where they are. So when I do an ad on this show, and I need to instruct my audio editing team to not make an ad here, I'm just going to pretend to do an ad. I will say something like, right after we have a message, Julie's going to tell us the three ways to do X, Y, and Z, something like that. And then we'll pause. We'll take a silent break for a few seconds. Mm-hmm. I will pause my recording. I'll say, hey, how you doing? Do you need anything? Like anything you want to definitely cover today? And then we come back in. And when we come back in, I say, we're back with Julie Holly. And as I said before the messages, she's going to tell us the three things to get you X, Y, Z. And so it brings you back. So it ties everything together. Here's the issue. Other people, if they just put it in the middle or they put it at 20 minutes or they put it at 30 minutes, or the fourth option is they just put it in between a question and answer, which is also very, very awkward. Just in the middle, I'm talking and I get cut off.
I hate it when that happens when I'm listening to podcasts.
If it's at the 20-minute mark, the same thing happens. At the 30-minute mark, same thing happens. And if it's between the question and answer, then I'd be like, where did you go for your trip? And then all of a sudden there's a random ad. And then when we come back, she's like, Pocatello, Idaho, or something, you know. I don't know if she would go to a trip to Pocatello, Idaho, but let's say Miami, Florida. And you're like, wait, why did she just say Miami, Florida? What's happening right now? Because they put it right in between a question and an answer. Not the right way to do it. So to give you my thoughts, you need to have a dedicated ad space. You need to do a cliffhanger and you need to get back to it. The dynamic ad insertions can be helpful. But I don't think that they're always going to benefit your listener. I would rather that you find a way to partner with somebody. You intentionally talk about their product, their service, their whatever it is that they're selling. And if you have ads, that you take a break for that. You know what's going to happen after, just like He-Man did and Step by Step and Friends and every other show that you've ever watched. TV's been around a little while. They're very, very smart. Why don't you take a page out of their book? That sounds like they're a book.
It does. Okay,
expression. Learn from them on the thing that they're doing, because that has been proven by lots of science and sales persuasion to understand how to make something happen. So just do what TV did. Whenever you watched TV, whenever there was ads, you got to have that cliffhanger. Julie, is there anything that you would like to add or ask about dynamic ad insertions or using platforms or monetizing a show?
One more question. I don't have anything to add. That was so robust. Like, it was really rich. I was just eating it up and taking notes on the side. So I'm like, I pity a fool, going back to our childhood and A-Team, if you were driving and you couldn't take notes. But just remember, you can always just come back and listen to it again. So one final question on dynamic ads. I have one good friend who has just exploded over the last year, and I love the podcast. It's phenomenal. It's so good. And one thing I've noticed that he has started doing recently, maybe the last couple of months, is at the very beginning, and I don't know if it's dynamic or not, but it's like this very quick, hey, listener, you know, you might not know this, but I'm active over on Instagram and I'm really loving getting to know you better over on Instagram. And so, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, I'd love it if you just took a moment and went over and followed the Instagram handle so that we could connect better. And it's like this super, it's probably 10, 12 seconds max, you know, where he does that. It kind of feels like it might be dynamic. And I'm only saying that because I'm a podcaster and I'm aware of these things and I'm always listening for how people are doing things. Do you think that is okay in the sense because you're looking to give and connect and create this opportunity? Or what are your sentiments on that approach?
I feel if you're using dynamic ads, you have to be thoughtful and think ahead to put the dynamic ad where you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if you could say, I'm going to do a dynamic ad at 30 seconds and I'm going to do a dynamic ad at 25 minutes, then you would have to have some type of timer with you and you'd have to like do all the stuff in order to prep it for that thing so that it's not messing anything up. And if you're going through that much trouble, it might just be easier to just read the ad, to just do the ad live every time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge fan of dynamic ads. I think it's quick. I think it's easy. I will just give this one last tip. If you're going to use dynamic ads at all, I'd put them at the very, very, very end. The chances of people hearing them are way less. That's true. The beginning is way more. The middle, it's way more. The end, it's way less. But you can't screw anything up. You can't mess anything up and you've already given them the value. So that's really, if I was going to do it, that's the only place I would put a dynamic ad. And yeah, sure, I would do that one to go to Insta handle or any other dynamic ad. And I think that that would be a fun place to put it.
Okay. This has been super helpful. And listener, I want to know if this was helpful for you because when Adam and I were talking off air about what questions I had today, I really feel like this is something that is good for if you are just starting your podcast or you've been, you know, engaged in your podcast. This is really important, like as professionals, for us to just be aware, and even as enthusiasts that are learning about podcasting and we're getting ready to embark on the adventure, these are things to be aware of. And I think it's fun. I love advertising and marketing and everything, but this is really, really helpful. And I love the recap going back through monetizing because just going back to basics for me and going, it took me back to that conversation and just raised my level of awareness. And I appreciate that.
Awesome. I appreciate you being on here and I look forward to jumping back on in a few weeks with you on the podcast.
Me too.
Have great, great topics. To the listener, I will see you on the next episode, which is probably going to be a shorter episode. Don't go away. I'll see you right there. If you're glad that you checked out the podcast today, if you got some value out of this episode, some actionable takeaways, I invite you to do one of three things. A, you could do a written review on Apple. Let us know what you think. Just an honest written review. B, you could share the podcast with a friend of yours who needs it. Or C, at the very least, implement what you've learned to take your business and your podcast to the next level. And I'll see you on the next episode.